ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
Welcome, folks, to another brand new episode of Who's Ghost Stories. With the exception of Tyler, we're located up here in Northwest Pennsylvania. Our buddy is out in Buffalo, over in Western New York, so at least we're all in the western parts of our states.
Northwest New York, you could call it.
We're in the Northwest area of the United States.
I am your host, Reiki Master and Medium, Andrew Huzar of Huzar Reiki and Readings. We've got our professor of cryptozoology, Professor Alex Wheaton, and our everyday normal guy, Mr. Tyler. We concluded our Buffalo trip. Very exciting results, different results at each place. Mm-hmm. We were chased out of somewhere for the first time ever, so that was fun.
Glad to be there for it.
Yeah, that was your first experiences.
First experience.
And you got chased off Delaware Road with us. I almost said Buffalo Road.
I know. Yeah, Delaware Road.
Oof. Now we're back to some normal episodes. Before I get too far, though, as you can see, Alex and I are wearing these amazing t-shirts. You can go to the Who's Our Reiki Readings Etsy store and buy yourself some of these fantastic items. We've also got hats, stickers, blankets, everything your heart could desire.
Blankets?
It's up there. Yep, we got a blanket, baby.
Nice.
They're a soft and comfy blanket. Oh, yeah.
I have to get one.
Yeah, just make sure you pay attention to the sizes.
Yes.
I got Megan one that I thought sounded bigger than it was, and it's just a lap blanket, basically. Still nice, but. And then, Paranormality Magazine. You can go sign up. Use code Who's Ghost to get 10% off your first order through them. But we made their top 10 paranormal podcasts in the month of March here. Got the issue here. I'll try to scan in a picture so it's a little better. But that's us, right there, number 7. Hopefully this month, we can make it back into the top 10. But without further ado, let's get talking about today's topic.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at one of Southern Pennsylvania's best legends. Yes. Now, I will admit, this is the first time I've ever heard of this. So,
you've not heard about Seven Gates of Hell?
Nope. First time was looking that book.
That one I know about. Oh.
So we're focusing on York County, which, if you're a hard rocker, then you know is the birthplace of Hailstorm. If you're a paranormal fan, then you know this area for many reasons. Yeah. Hailstorm, baby.
Kicks ass.
Maybe we can get them to sponsor the podcast.
Ah. Send us a free guitar, too.
But if you're a paranormal fan, then you know this area for many other reasons. More specifically, the Seven Gates of Hell and the Toad Road Asylum. York, Pennsylvania itself is a nice enough city on its own, but things get eerie on the outskirts. Drive 20 minutes outside of town, and you'll find yourself in Hellam Township, the location of today's topic. According to the legend, in the woods off of Old Toad Road sits a gate. Now, the gate doesn't look like anything special. It's just a simple road gate with a no trespassing sign. At first, you aren't going to think anything of it, but you're actually looking at the first gate to hell. The legend continues that if you cross through this gate and decide to walk the property, you'll eventually pass through six more gates. Once you pass the last gate, you'll descend straight into hell, never to be seen again. The legend and locals say that nobody has ever made it past the fifth gate. Accounts from those who have walked through the gates say each one makes you feel different. They say it feels like you're losing grip on reality more and more, like you're stepping further into a dream world with each gate you pass through.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would someone build seven gates that led straight to hell? Turns out there are two different stories that explain the gate's origins. The first story involves a mental institution that was built in the woods off of Toad Road. They say the location outside the small town was picked because it helped isolate the insane patients from the rest of the world. Tragically, sometime in the early 1900s, a fire broke out in the institution. Being so remote and far away proved to be a problem since the firefighters couldn't quickly respond. Many of the patients burned to death in the fire, but the rest escaped into the woods. This legend says the seven gates were built by the locals to prevent the patients from making it into town. The legend continues that after the gates were built, none of the patients survived, that they either succumbed to any wounds or were beaten to death by the locals. Ever since then, because of those dark and horrific events, the seven gates are a direct portal to hell. The other legend involves an eccentric doctor that lived on Toad Road. In this story, the doctor built the seven gates himself throughout his own property, and at some point, he was either possessed or went crazy because he murdered his family and placed their corpses on the spikes atop one of the gates. After this, the gates became cursed and anyone walking down them would be taken straight to hell. Regardless of how the gates were built, all versions of the legend say the only first gate is visible in the daytime. The other six can only be found at night after passing through the first gate.
Most skeptics and historians agree that the seven gates of hell are just a ghost story. Like every great legend, there are some facts at the root of it. There was a Toad Road until 1972 before becoming Trout Run Road. And there was a doctor that lived on Toad Road. The doctor also just so happened to work at nearby Westside Sanatorium. Some locals think the legends were started because the doctor would hang threatening signs along his property to keep trespassers out. Add in that there are actually some gates in the wooded property, burnt remains of an old flint mill, and historians can easily see where the legend comes from. However, believers still say there is truth to the legend about Hellum's portal to hell. Even locals that say they don't believe are quick to add they'd never try to find all seven gates. This area is private property, so you can't just go poking around. Locals say trespassers are quickly arrested, which only adds to the mystique of the legend. Are there gates that appear at night? Will these gates lead directly to hell? Whether you're a believer or a skeptic, I think it's a good idea you don't try to find out.
So yeah, so this was the first time that I heard this legend. Alex was telling me he's heard of it before. But I loved this story.
Yeah.
It is dark and twisted, and it is cool with the seven gates. So I will say that I don't know if there'd be exactly seven, but I have been on like some properties where it wasn't uncommon to have like random gates in the woods that they built there for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So the gates in the woods wouldn't be unheard of, but I guess we'll start with Alex since you've heard the legend, then we'll jump to Tyler. Yeah. Where do you think it escalated to? Like if you walk through all these gates, you're just going straight to hell.
So it would come down to when the legend first began. I'm sure if there was, because it does say the history, there was a burnt down
mill.
Yeah, a mill. So whenever you have a fire in the middle of the woods in an area that is heavily wooded and the woods don't catch fire, but a building burns down, especially in the era of the satanic panic of the 80s and back before that, cults and everything, it usually was associated with devil worship and hell. So it's not surprising it probably came from that kind of generalized fear of, oh, there's Satanists that are summoning the devil out here. And so the fact that a building had burnt down, there are just random gates that say no trespassing. It's the usual, you know, you put two and two together and then you add in the ever typical what you do in high school. You know, dare each other to do stupid crap all the time. And you're like, no. I hear it's haunted. I hear that if you spend the night, you never come back. If you go out into the woods and you pass through these gates, you go straight. I guarantee that it started as some kind of little joke that has, like most things, taken on its own identity over the years.
Tom, I'm going to throw the same question to you. How do you think a gate in the woods or seven gates? How do you think it evolved to, like, these gates just go straight to hell?
Well, so that's kind of my first question is, like, now, are there actual, like, physical gates?
So here's the thing. I'll answer that with what I found out online. So there is a first gate. Now, there's one, like, road gate that, like, somebody has, like, at the end of the driveway.
Makes sense. If Tom's doctor's house, there's actual gate. Actually, it makes sense why it's the only one visible during daylight, so.
Yeah. And what gets sketchy after that is people say they're not gates, that, like, when you walk through them at nighttime, like, the gate will appear. So, like, it can, in the daytime, it'll look like branches have fallen over each other. But at nighttime, if you walk through that, it turns into a gate and you go into the next passage.
Okay.
Yeah. They are considered invisible gates in the day.
Yeah.
So you can walk the path in the daytime and not don't know that you're actually going on the right path or not. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just during the daytime, there's nothing. But at nighttime, there's a gate. And it's like, wait, what do you mean?
Makes perfect sense.
Oh, of course. And if you walk, you can't miss. That was fantastic.
Oh. Just looked at me. That's a cat head.
Hello.
That's getting into the episode. I don't know where or how, but it's going in.
Yeah,
the seven gates.
They're not actually gates.
They're not actual gates, like tree branches.
Whatever people perceive as gates at night.
So here's another question about that, right? Now, they said this guy built the gates. So how did he just knock the tree branches over into the, you know what I mean? I know that's another thing that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, and it doesn't specify because, like I said, there are the two different variations of it. Is like he built the gates, but then if there's not actual freestanding gates, like, so what did he do? Like,
did he
make seven, like, different gates, like, just kind of like roughshod, like, out of whatever timbers he could find? Or, like, you know, because he eventually did kill his family, like,
right?
In the light, like,
but also, how do you like, what's that his lead to hell?
The legend, yeah, like
gates are created by the demons, and I don't know.
The other thing too, when like thinking about it, is like, I wonder if like the way the legend originally started is if there was a tragedy, like a family died there, and then the legend was born that he created the gates afterwards, and he just walked into hell. or if he was the first one to find the gates. Now, I think the variation that I like a little more is, well, they're both dark, so it's hard to like pick one. But like, I think like the better ghost story to me is the one involving the asylum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gates to prevent them from coming in, and because of all the death, it turned into a portal to hell.
And like that would make sense as to why they're not like gates. Like they just had to build barriers with whatever they could find. And so like that would be, to me, like if I'm walking through the woods and I see like a rough fence or something made out of woods, like whatever timbers were around, like I'd be like, oh yeah, that's one of the gates that they used to corral people in before beating them. Weird way for the legend to take a turn there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tyler.
Yes.
You're leaving Buffalo, driving just down a country road, and you
come across
a gate on the road.
No trespassing.
Yeah, no trespassing sign on the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going, specifically at night, are you going through that gate at nighttime because you've heard that there might be special gates around?
Absolutely not. I am getting where I'm going as soon as I can get there, and that's a boot it. That is maybe in the daytime if I'm feeling spry, but outside of that, no, not a chance. I would go home and read about that, you know, the gate I just passed all night. But outside of like, hey, I'm going to trespass, not a chance.
So like that kind of leads into my other thought here, because as I was reading this, at some point, so like it's always sounded like it's always been private property. I couldn't find anything where it was at some point open, like public property. So at some point the legend started, but to like feed the legend, people have to stalk onto the property, which, you know, they're quick to arrest people now because it's someone's like property. But like, how does the legend like evolve to like have seven complete gates without people being able to walk that area, you know?
Right. And like, there's no year on it, right? The only year we have is that it was Toll Road until 72, and then it became Trout Run Road. So
yeah.
Is there a point of reference when this legend might have started?
In the early 1900s is when they said the fire broke out at the institution.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But not like, okay.
So, I mean, between there and 72, which, I mean, if, but like, that's the thing, like, is this kind of like an Axe Murder Hollow where kids were just daring each other to go into this woods and like one by one they saw things that resembled gates and like they came back running out and said, oh dude, I saw a gate, but then when they go back in the daytime, they can't find it.
See, when we're going over this, this kind of sounded, kind of remind me of Pigman Road, where it's kind of seems like it might be more folklore than any substance to it, and you know what I mean, any meat and bones.
Right. And like, I love the idea of like the gates to hell themselves. Like that is such a cool legend, and I would love for it to be true. I would never want to go there.
It's to be true.
There's something like to like this like secret hidden passage that takes you right into another dimension or right into.
They. Oh, would you? There's a lot of places like that, right?
Right off of Trout Run Road, there's a place called Sheer Heaven Farm.
Heaven, well, that's
heaven.
Ironic or ironic?
Heaven Farm in Hellam County. Township, county, whatever it is. Next to the portals to hell. I mean, if I was trying to hide the fact that I have the portals to hell on my property. I'm naming my property Heaven Farm for sure.
Yeah, but I feel like you can go to like different places that claim to be a portal to hell. Like, there's this one bar in Kentucky called Bobby Mackey's, the most haunted honky tonk, the most haunted nightclub in America. But this Bobby Mackey's place, like, they do in the basement, that history is absolutely wild. I've read about it a bunch, and the history is wild because the basement is said to be another one of these portal to hells. Because back in the day, they had, I mean, the stories are wild. Everything from, I believe, like KKK meetings to, like, you know, human sacrifices. Before, you know, this is all just like the land that it was done on. But they say that the basement's a portal to hell. And without getting too long-winded on it, but, you know, it's kind of reminiscent of that.
Yeah. So you bring up a good point kind of there. So, like, we know and we've talked about before that events and the such can stain an area and permanently alter an area's energy and stuff like that. So I could 100% see if the tragedy of the asylum or the family happened there, that could stain that area. And instead of going like directly to hell, it could be like a Gutelberg or like a Delaware Road type situation where you walk to the certain point, all hell just kind of breaks loose on you.
So some information archival from York Daily Record from York, PA.
All right.
A former newspaper in the 60s was talking about, in particular, how he believes the legend began. And it was at one time at that gate that was at the road, there were two stone gargoyles on either side, which is fairly normal for like rich houses. They have some kind of like gargoyle or Chinese lion or some kind of like stone piece. And he had two of them, but they were gargoyles that looked like frogs or toads, which is where Toad Road came from.
Oh.
And so in the 1970s, they disappeared. Someone either took them or they got destroyed, something. But when those disappeared, the legend started coming up that it was gates to hell. So the gargoyles went back to hell, something like that. So, but it was just worth it. As I'm like quickly going through some of the stuff, it was interesting to see that that was something that came up.
Huh.
So throw it up there for whoever wants it first. We can't, or I haven't been able to confirm that anything either tragic did happen on the land. Like, I wasn't able to confirm that, you know, a doctor murdered his family, or that, you know, people were beaten to death in the woods. The one thing that I did find was, like, a kind of a counter article to the legend, where they said, like, the doctor was actually really nice, and, like, to prevent people from getting onto his land or trespassing, the signs he would actually hang would be, like, threatening, but they would be, like, toad puns because he knew about the legend. That's the only thing that I could find, like, is, yeah, the doctor lived there, but he actually was a really nice guy and used to just kind of make fun of the legend. But...
And didn't murder his family?
Yeah. Is the counter-argument to that.
You should be pinned with that one.
If you found the gate at night and you decided to walk through the woods, do you think you would find or experience anything out of the ordinary? I'll go last for my answer. But what do you think first, Tyler?
Again, I think it goes back to where, you know, if the events happened that kind of stained this piece of land, I think that, I think you would kind of go, you know, again, like walking through the gates, like, just in a straight line. Again, that's one thing I can't really, like, wrap my head around, but I think you would feel some type of way the further you carried into these woods. That's, yeah, that's, you know, that's what I would say.
Toss to you.
So, healthy bit of skepticism. If you're going at night looking for the gates of hell, you're going to find them.
Right.
Like, you're setting yourself up. As you hit the fifth gate, that's the furthest anyone makes it, you're like, I can't do this. And you back out. So, like, it continues that legend. It perpetuates that whole thing. But I do have a bit of history from more York archives. There was never an insane asylum in York. There was an almshouse.
Oh.
And in the early 1900s, all of the mentally unwell were transported to Harrisburg and their mental facility. But knowing almshouses in our own experience is not as good. So do I think that all of it is an absolute lie or myth? No. Just simply knowing that an almshouse was at one time in that area in York, PA. I could, especially at the turn of the century between the 1800s and 1900s, they weren't taking the best care.
No.
So
a lot of tragedies come from almshouses. So yeah, I could definitely see that being another base for.
I think that might be where some of the myth and the legends come from, is combining all these different components. So if someone was to go there and experience it during the daytime, I think it's more of just a, I think the area has more of the legend than it has actual activity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I think there's a possibility because anywhere that you go has some kind of energy to it. So I think you're going to feel that, but I think that the story behind the Seven Gates of Hell really makes a different kind of energy exist there because of the people that go there for that reason.
No, and that's what I was kind of thinking too, is you've got all these people trespassing at night. They're going to find whatever they want to find. You're going to give yourself the heebie-jeebies. Mm-hmm. But if you get enough people going in there with that mindset that this happened, this is the gates to hell, then that path in those woods, there is going to be like that change of energy just from everybody's energy just rubbing off in there of just, oh, this is scary. Oh, there's something happening. Oh, and it just gets worse and worse. And that's interesting you found the almshouse, because then that really does kind of make this almost like a Gore Orphanage Road, mm-hmm. where you have the almshouse, where like did have people that weren't well. You have a doctor that lived on the road that hung weird signs and had gargoyles on his driveway. And he happened to work at an insane asylum.
You put all that together, you have a beautiful, scary story to tell.
Yeah, and if you find the burnt remains of the mill on the property,
you're going to think, well, clearly it burned down and, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, if anyone does make it get off of the almshouse, they're not going to get into nice things. Like, they're going to probably cause trouble to get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a very good point. Kind of have three separate historical things that just easily merge together into one.
They're just enough crossover that they make sense to be a whole story.
Okay. So we're all kind of on the same page of this one, that there might be some energetic feels, but you're not going to like strut into hell all of a sudden. Even if you do find seven gates, you're just going to keep feeling more heebie-jeebies and kind of might feel unwelcoming, but nothing awful. So I'll throw it to Tyler first here.
Okay.
What would you add to the legend to make it make more sense that there are seven gates that you can go through to hell?
That's a good question.
Because after, you know, seeing all the events tie together, I can see back in the days that it would, but like looking at it now, the kind of holes that you poked through it, yeah. What would you add to give it that flair to...
Maybe... Has anyone had... So there's one like legit gate though, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And like I said, there could be more, but nobody's ever...
We should start with that. We can start with that. You know, hey, two people, you know, have seen more than one gate. You know. I don't know. Kind of stumped. That's a good question. Add to the legend.
I'll let you think for a minute, Alex.
I'm stumped. Yeah.
The writer in me already has like a really good story. So what I would add to it is I would change it slightly rather than add to it. And that would be changing that the doctor killed and put their bodies on three particular, on one at the top. I would instead have it that what he was doing, I would combine the legends. I'd say that he was a doctor at the asylum that was on the property, and the local, I'd pull even the historical fact, the almshouse, they would take people from the almshouse, people that wouldn't be missed, and what he was doing is he was trying to live forever or something, and so he had to make a deal, and he was trying to open the gates to hell so that he could make a strong deal pact. And as he created the seventh gate, had a change of heart and wanted to stop, and it was too late. And the reason why five is that point is that's the gate that he made it to before he was pulled in. I would just make it more of a like, why is it always five that people stop at? I'd emphasize that there's a reason for five being that I'm not going any further. And that'd be the reverse. The doctor decided at the end, I don't want to go through with it. And he'd already opened up all seven. And in trying to run away, only got to five before he was taken in. So five is where people stop. That would be what I'd add to it.
I'd like that. And I can agree with that, I think, is what I would do. I would change it, and I would get rid of the extra gates, and I would make it more of a path to hell. Like, you cross through the gate, and there is a like a pathway to hell there, where like you can end up at the burnt remains, and that ends up being the portal to hell, or there's some other like marker back there, or a second gate that when you cross through that, that's the portal to hell. And because I think getting through that, like, you eliminate the need for actual gates.
Yeah.
And I think that way too, like, if you're trying to dare somebody to go onto the property, it would be a lot easier for you to point out, once you get through that gate, you're going to look for these types of trees and follow those, instead of you just got to keep looking for gates. Because it would be scarier to me to get sent down, you know, a game trail by myself and be told, once you reach this spot though,
yeah,
you're gonna get dragged to hell. So I think either of those would work really well. I really like your changes to it though, where you're blending in that historicalness into everything together. So instead of having separate legends, you've got one legend that actually, if you look it up, you can see, oh, there was a doctor. Oh, he did work in the asylum. Oh, there was an almshouse. And it gives you that tinge of what was he doing?
A little more concrete.
Yeah.
The curse of, you know, having 2 degrees in English. I'm pretty good at writing a good story, so.
No, but that's kind of what we need, because like I really love like this story and this legend. Mm. But like there's just some things that's tough to buy into. But then there's parts of it that, like, you're like, I can see that, I can understand that. And, like, the energy of that area, if a lot of people have gone there, would be at least negatively tainted a little bit to the point where you would get heebie-jeebies as you're walking there. Do I think there is a portal to hell in the middle of the Pennsylvania woods? Probably. Do I think it's there? Probably not.
I think it's closer to Centralia.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff in the Pennsylvania woods, so it would not surprise me to find... It's a PG-13 horror movie. I wonder if it's an actual horror movie or more like a
horror
like drama.
Thriller. And it's not even a full hour and a half. It's an hour 16.
It's like a short? You gotta find a synopsis. Alex found out that there is a movie based on Toad Road, also named Toad Road, and he is trying to figure out what he can find on the movie Toad Road. But, yeah, well, he digests that. You know what it also kind of reminds me of, Tyler?
What's that?
It reminds, to a lesser degree, but, like, the legends and, like, the history kind of blending into multiple legends reminds me a little bit of Gutenberg in that there's not one straight backstory.
I was thinking that too. Yep.
And
especially because also another doctor involved.
Yeah. Literally. And like, and we went to
Gutenberg, no one knows.
And there was an energy there and a presence there. But like, mm-hmm. again, like, is it because the legends are true or is it because so many people go there? To like,
it's yeah, the legend becomes a little bit of a legend in itself,
yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what this reminds me of a little bit. It doesn't look like it's a good movie, or necessarily,
it got three out of five stars.
I mean, I've seen that face with a couple different movies, and none of them have turned out very well. This might be one we have to track down and watch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
You find it on HBO Max?
Whose film reviews coming soon?
Rewatch yeah.
Toad Road movie.
I mean, we could probably watch movies about most of these ghost stories, and because a lot of them have been made.
Pigman Road has one. So, out of all the legends that we've covered. Wow, stroke there for a minute. All the things that we've covered. On your own scale, it can be like 1 through 10. It can just be like on a scale of scariness, believability, however you want to do it. Where would you rank this legend? And I'll toss it over to you first, Tyler.
So on the grand scale of like everything covered from season one up until now, I would put this somewhere towards the middle, maybe towards the bottom of the middle of the pack. You know, it's definitely a legend within a legend of itself. Like I was saying earlier, like it kind of seems that, you know, It might be a little more exaggerated than, you know, what actually really happened. Kind of like a Pigman Road, Gutenberg, to where they're just saying the history really isn't. There's no straight line of, like, you know, A, B, C. It's kind of like A, B, Q, 24, Z, you know. Goes all over the place.
I agree. That's what I was kind of thinking, too, is kind of like maybe middle of the pack. And I'll tell you my main reason why. So I have always loved ghost stories, hence why the hell we're having this podcast right now. Mm-hmm. But like, I think the best part of a ghost story and what really makes it is mm-hmm. like what happens in the end. Like this one ends with nobody ever making it to the portal of hell. And
yeah, right. I mean, yeah.
The scary part is there is this portal to hell, but like the only like meat and potatoes of it is like in the beginning, like there was this asylum, there was this doctor, but they're not the legend itself. Like when you're walking the woods, you're not haunted or hunted by the doctor. You know, you're not hunted by the ghosts of the inmates.
And what happens after gate 5? Like maybe You just get through the seven gates, and it's like, ah, that was hell. It's actually not a portal to hell.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, I feel like there's a scarier version out there. Like, maybe, like, as you're crossing through the gates, you know, the ghosts of the asylum inmates, you know, are chasing after you, or this doctor is coming after you, or, like, there's some sort of, like, or that's, like Alex said, like, maybe after gate five is where the demons got him. Like, kind of the same thing. Like, once you get to five, like, they start grabbing you and stuff. Like, I just, I think, like, I love it, and I love the idea of it, but, like, there's just, like, if I'm telling this around a campfire, I don't think it's scaring people.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I think it's more of, like, you know, some guys around the campfire telling a story, and then it's, the story just kind of falters, where there's no real ending.
Right. It's just, I think, like, it needs that oomph to make it there. And, like, I feel like if I would have heard this as a kid, it would be less telling the story. It would be more like, did you hear there's a portal to hell, or there's gates to hell? And, like, it would
kind of be. Like, does the doctor have a name? Do you got a name in there anywhere? No. You know, see, right, so it's something more concrete.
I'll throw it to you. Where would you rank it, and, like, where you get that ranking at? The movie has killed him.
It has. So, because I've known this legend before, it has a place in my heart, because I find it really interesting.
Yeah.
As far as, like, legitimacy and, like, where it ranks with everything we've talked about, only because I think part of it is that, you know, the experience that I've had over the last few years doing this, I have a better understanding of some of the legends and how they come to be and things like that. And it's at the lower end. It's a good story.
Yeah.
It's a good, tell it around a campfire, or tell it to people that have never heard it, just to kind of, like, get the story out there. But it's not, it is just enough of logical holes that an everyday person will be like, no, that's clearly not real. Only someone who's, like, dedicated to that belief is gonna buy into it. So I think it's one of our lower end scare and potential real issues.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, like, it kind of feels like this is, like, a really good ghost story that would be really good among, like Boy Scouts or, like, campers.
Locals.
Yeah, because, like, this would really grip at them, especially, like, if they are camping in the woods or whatever, or, like, they are on, like, one of their first trips. Like,
yeah,
if you hear this from your older brother, like, if you walk through that gate and keep going, you're going to go straight to these portals of hell. Like, that would be terrifying to a kid.
Absolutely.
I like this legend. I think it's pretty cool. Alex, any final thoughts?
Do you want to know about the movie?
All right, you know what? Give us the rundown. What is
you made it this far.
Yeah.
Give us the footnotes version.
Footnotes version. It's an indie film about a college student who's addicted to drugs that meets a young country girl who's addicted to drugs, and she's obsessed with
drugs.
The seven gates of heaven. And so the two of them go to York, PA, take acid, and then go to find the gates of hell. And they get separated, and he wakes up, and it's been months that have passed and crap like that. And she's missing, and where reality is stranger than fiction. The actress who plays the girl that did the acid and everything, she died 4 months after the film was done of a drug overdose. Oh
my God. No, well, method actors, you know, they're a wily bunch. Right?
Yeah, but it says that it's on Prime, but you can't watch it, but it is on, like, Pluto TV and all that other stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I need to watch it because I can't believe this.
So they made a movie based off Toad Road that isn't about Toad Road, basically.
But it is. They do drugs for five skates.
It's like they wind up there. It happens, yeah. Wind up there at one point during the movie.
My brain hurts after reading that, though. I'm like,
I'll give your brain a rest here. Tyler, any final thoughts on Seven Gates of Hell and Toad Road Asylum?
Final thoughts. I think everything wanted to say got said. I think, like we've mentioned before, good story. I think one thing I was thinking of too, we're talking about like Boy Scouts and stuff like that. It would be kind of cool to talk to locals and see what they say about it. Like, hey, what do you know about Toll Road? Fact or fiction? Kind of get the local input on it. But other than that, kind of a take it or leave it story for me personally.
I agree. I would agree on that too. Like, I think it's really cool to hear and listen to.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think there's much more for me to dive into to like appreciate it and get behind it. Like, I think it just kind of sits there as like a cool story to me. Whereas like other ones we've talked about, like X Murder Hollow, like they hold near and dear, and like I could hear that time and over again. It's like the Seven Gates of Hell would be like telling it and then just kind of moving on to a better one for me.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like the movie does it any justice, to be honest.
Yeah. Alex, any final thoughts from you on Toad Road, Seven Gates of Hell, or the movie?
Final thoughts of the movie, we gotta watch it.
Yep, we do.
Podcast and For Gamer After Dark. But final thoughts on the story, Andrew, you kind of said it. Like, when you grow up with the stories, it's a different thing. So I'd be interested to know what locals think as well of that story. But yeah, I found it when I was in high school, and that was like the right time, because I was like, ooh, this is interesting. It piqued my interest, but now as an adult, I'm like, yeah, I know it's not quite up there, so it's fallen a little bit, but yeah, it's an interesting story. I just wish there were more things to hold it as a more factual event.
I agree 100% with everything, and I think that does it for this episode. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you like and subscribe. If you're listening to the audio version, go find the video on YouTube or Spotify. If you want, definitely leave a review wherever you're at. And also make sure you're following on all social medias. Post pretty cool previews, clips, all sorts of fun stuff. But make sure you're finding us everywhere you can. Thanks for watching, and stay in the light.
Neutron. We're on a theme park.
Is it your salami leg, their salami leg, his salami leg, or Carl's shoes?
Yeah.
All good.
It's just at some point the cat might climb on the keyboard.
No, oh, good.
So
if she makes an appearance, we're cool.
We've had... You can't miss me. That was fantastic.
Ooh. Oh.
Hello.
Most haunted nightclub in America. Where? Oh my God! Please edit this out. What are you doing?